Good morning, afternoon, and evening. Gentlemen, Hammerhand, the MGTOW Monk, back in the house, man. One Mogin. Yo. Wanted to speak about the recent bunch of nonsense out here with MGTOW and the debate. In my mind, in my opinion, there is no debate about MGTOW having girlfriends or the pump and dump lifestyle and blah, 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 blah. Look, gang, things change. And if I were the only person tomorrow to wake up and say that MGTOW should not be involved with women in this particular fashion. Now, I'm not talking about bumping elbows at work, although that can get you thrown in jail too. Just ask Mark from Waterloo Station 2014. He'll be happy to tell you about the 2 years that he spent in the legal system because he bumped somebody's fucking elbow walking past them, and they accused him of goddamn rape. She said she felt like she got raped, man. She was able to describe three fingers going up in her fucking pussy hole. Amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. All that with a quarter second of contact. I think it's clear and it's evident why I don't have anything to do with them. If I have to speak to somebody to get my assignment today, you know, which typically is a broad, then yeah, you know, it's high and it's fucking bye, and that's it. There's a big glass window and a 3 foot desk between us, so I'm not too worried. There's cameras all over the place, so I'm not too concerned. But if I were the only one to wake up tomorrow and say this, and everybody in the world, everybody in the manosphere was pointing their fingers, stomping their feet, and saying, Hammer, you're full of shit, man. We need them. Oh, we need them. Ask Mr. Elite how he feels about needing a pussy now. Go on. Go ask Mr. Elite how he feels about setting up a fucking date with a hoe, with a piece of trash. Ask him how he feels about that. Now, is it all the piece of trash's fault? Is it all the MGTOW groupie's fault? Hell fucking no. I'm trying to tell you, all of you, these people have no power over you if you have controlled and maintained your biology. If you take care of yourself, if you honor and acknowledge yourself, if you work on taking care of your biology. Gentlemen, it's very simple to say, and it clearly is not simple to execute that plan. That very simple thing cost Mr. Elite every bit of respect and standing that he had in this community. Now, I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to ask you, what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? I don't see anybody running up on Undead Chronic and saying, Chronic, you a simp, motherfucker. Oh, I'm gonna unsub. Oh, fuck you. I don't see anybody saying that to Replicant Fish. Bust and move. Nobody is saying that to them. So why did Elite get the reaction that he got? In my humble opinion, it wasn't because he was looking to score. It wasn't because he was looking to bang somebody's back out. It was because of the person that he chose. This bitch didn't just get shook out of a tree. Has been all over the manosphere. All over Ibmore, SYSBM, all over the place for years and years and years. That's why Elite got the severe reaction that he got. He knew when he was doing the shit that he was doing, that if he got caught, if he got outed, he was fucked. He knew that. Well, guess what? He got caught. He got outed. I spoke with Mr. Elite yesterday. Mr. Elite is my friend, and he's still my friend. There's nothing wrong with going after some fucking pussy if you want some pussy. But you, in my very humble opinion, you do not get to call yourself a MGTOW if you're out there pussy slaying. You see? And if you don't have the courage to be upfront about what you say you believe in when you meet these bitches, when you meet them, oh, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a MGTOW YouTuber. If they want to be in the fucking wind, let them be in the wind. You see, it's the same thing as, how much do you make a year? What do you do for a living? Fuck you. I just fucking met you, bitch. I barely want to taste your face. You don't get to ask me questions like that. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't here to impress you. If you don't have the courage to do that, gang, let me tell you something. You probably aren't what you think you are. You're not what you ascribe yourself to be. Now, Elite did say something last night in a video that he fucking took down again, which is so fucking annoying. You know, you get on there long enough to blast something out and then you fucking delete it. I guess I understand why, but what's the point in even fucking saying it if you're not going to leave it up there to be seen and heard, to be talked about, to be discussed? Said something last night about people not being honest about who and what they are. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. He got fucking barbecued for doing the same shit that other red pillars are out here doing, bragging about it, openly telling you, I'm a pussy slayer. It's what I do. There is definitely, with no doubt in my mind, a huge, huge separation between MGTOW, Monk, and Red Pill. All three of these disciplines. Okay, because if they're one and the same, folks, then what's the point? There is no point. You know? And it seems like the Manosphere is very good at pointless, stupid inconsistency. And it's aggravating. I'm not mad or upset or irritated. I'm not gonna go out there and cut a whole bunch of promos and videos on people that I don't fucking know. Hell, half of the people that have mentioned my name and made videos on me, I don't know them. I don't know nothing about them. Never had an interaction with them. And of course, it depends on what kind of promo or video you cut on me. Plain and simple. But then again, 99% of it, I don't care about. You're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts. And that's where most people lose the fucking ball. That's where most people lose out. They don't understand that if you're not lying, if you're not trying to cheat the fucking system, if you're not trying to maneuver and cudgelhole the goddamn rules into place to fit you when you can't sit inside of the fucking discipline and do what you're supposed to do, nobody's gonna say nothing to you that matters. Nobody. They can't say anything to you that matters. They can go on some weird fucking bender, some stupid tirade. What does it mean? It doesn't mean shit. This is what I tried to tell Elite and all of these people that engage with these MGTOW groupies, these people that come to us just to swing on our nuts. You don't owe them anything. You don't owe them an answer. You don't owe them a debate. You don't owe them shit. Nothing. Not a fucking thing. Do you know why you don't owe them nothing? Because I didn't run to them to ask them to explain why they hate me. I couldn't care less. Could not care less. You're free for your opinion. You're free for your feelings. If you want to go around hating random motherfuckers that abhor usury, that are trying to enlighten other men to stop from being used and ground up in the system, be my fucking guest. Hate away. It's no skin off my dick. Oh, wait a minute. That already happened. That's right. That already happened. That still happens at a 50% clip. Oops. Pardon the pun. I'm going to tell you something, gentlemen. I'm going to tell you something. And you better let this sink in. These people are trying to put you on your heels, and they're trying to get you to defend who and what you say you are. I don't have to defend myself to anyone. Anyone. When I choose to make a response to somebody, it's because it needs to be made. You see? Any of these fuckers that are coming out now that are running their fucking flapper, that don't have the guts, the balls, or the determination to sit inside this discipline and protect themselves, I don't owe them nothing. You don't owe them nothing. We don't owe these people anything. The more you engage with these ankle biters, with these hangers-on, coattail riders, do you not understand how much shine these people get from you every time you acknowledge these fuckers? Do you not get that? That's why they're fucking with you. It's like people that clout chase. The only reason that they clout chase is because they can't generate their own fucking shine. They can't generate their own buzz. So they come to you, they start some shit with you, and they'll be relentless about it. And as soon as you respond to it or try to open a dialogue to justify who and what you is, they got you. And they got Mr. Elite. Mr. Elite's credibility and standing in this community is destroyed. He knows it. So you make the switch to red pill. Okay. Does that mean that you're free? Or does that mean that you got backed into a fucking corner because of your bad choices? You're no more free as a red pillar than you are as a MGTOW or as a monk. These are disciplines. They are principled disciplines. They're disciplines based on awareness. No, sir. You're not any more free now than you were then.